17th of June, 2016. I was supposed to have this webcast up for you last night, but I didn't get a chance to do it. I wasn't in the right spiritual mood to do it. I'm going to let Luther Vandross, from his last album that he did, Dance with My Father, since it's Father's Day. And this number is dedicated to Lucy, my wife, of 34 years, that I never did Buy Me a Rose is Buy Me a Rose is, well, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to play it. Lucy, this is for you, because I never did it for you. I didn't know how to be properly married to the lady that you were before you left me. And here on this Father's Day, I can't help but to think about you. So this is for you, Lucy, and for all of you husbands out there. Listen.
He works hard to give her all he thinks she wants.
Yeah.
But it tears her apart, 'cause nothing's for her heart.
Right.
Yeah. He pulls in late to wake her up with a kiss goodnight. If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me wide when it hurts, show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. Have grown to years of feeling all alone. As she sits and wonders if all she's doing wrong. Yeah, 'cause lately she tried anything just to turn his head. Would it make a difference if she said, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, why would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes. These are the little things I need the most in my life. And the more that he lives, the less that he tries to show her the love that he holds inside. And the more that she gives, the more that he sees. This is the story of you and me. So I bought you a rose on the way home from work, to open the door to a heart that I hurt. And I hope you notice this look in my eyes, 'cause I'm gonna make things right for the rest of your life. Rest of your life.
Those little things,
for the
Lucy.
Rest of your life, of your life.
I had a talk with my number two daughter yesterday, and with my number one daughter, the firstborn, today. And she said, Daddy, you know, when you were getting those degrees, pastoring that church, and doing all those things, that mommy was suffering. And I was foolish and didn't know. I didn't even... I wish I could do it all over again. That's why I got the picture of me up in Times Square. That was a few years after Lucy had passed away. And a female, as a matter of fact, paid my ticket to go to New York. I'd never been. And I was just having a ball. I'm in Times Square. I would have loved to have gone with Lucy. Ah, would have loved to have gone with anyone that I loved deeply. This nice lady, she was very nice. And I still appreciate her unto this day for the trip. But it's Father's Day. And I'm thinking about my kids, my daughters, my grandchildren, my friends. My barber texted me today. He was born on the same day as I was. And he wished me Happy Father's Day. A lot of people did that. That was so nice. Sometimes, you know, when you get older, you get a little, humbug, screw that, and all that kind of stuff. But Buy Me a Rose is a nice number. And I want to go to another number and play it. And it's this one here is the one that made the album, Dance With My Father. That's the one that made this album. And this is to all of you out there that lost your fathers, doesn't have a father, whether you're a male or a female, doesn't make any difference. You need to think about Daddy. And I think this is one of the greatest numbers that Luther Vandross ever recorded. And I'll just end up the cast with it. My father again.
Sandbag,
yeah.
The only man she loved.
Oh yeah.
I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying.
She's dying to
dance with my father again.
Every night.
This is all I ever dream.
Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. We love you. Sometimes we don't act like it, sometimes we don't say it, but we love you, fathers, you daddies. And a special happy Father's Day to Nicholas, who's not able to be with his two children. Happy Father's Day, Nicholas. I know you never hear this, but those that know you and know me know that I wish you a happy Father's Day. Where you are. I'm just sitting in the Lucy Coleman studio, spoken with both of my daughters. I'm getting ready to go out and to have a little, it's dance time. Yeah, I'm going to go out and be with some of my favorite guys. And we're going to be thinking about old school music, the good old days. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and have a bite to eat with them today down on West Adams Boulevard and just enjoy myself. Thank you for coming to my website. I'll have some more interesting cuts up for you by Monday. I'm going to just put this up today and take off the rest of the day. God bless you. You folk know the drill. Stay in the Word now.